From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The 10 growers honored as the 2022 Farmers of the Year in their respective states took the opportunity to donate to organizations near and dear to their hearts. MorningAgClips.com reports Syngenta gave $5,500 in $500 increments to each farmer's charity, group, or nonprofit in the 2022 Swisher Sunbelt Expo Southeastern Farmer of the Year program. Expo Executive Director Chip Blaylock says the award is a chance to recognize excellence in agriculture and hardworking Southeast farmers. USDA says sales of grains climbed week to week during the week ending December 8th. Corn sales totaled 958,900 metric tons, a sharp jump from 692,000 during the previous week. Guatemala and Mexico were the top buyers. Wheat sales rose 469,000 metric tons, a sharp rise from 190,000 the previous week. Exports were reported at 255,900 metric tons, down slightly from a week earlier. The nation's average gas price fell again last week, falling 11.9 cents to $3.09 per gallon. The national average for diesel fell 14.1 cents last week, reaching $4.77 per gallon. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says while the decline should take the national average under $3 soon, that soon should fade as oil prices have held in the $70 per barrel range.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.